2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by kslsports.com.
All right, welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5 1280 The Zone of The Zone Sports Network, powered by KSL Sports. Just had a little something come across the wire here, Scott.
What? Across the wire?
Yeah, Phil Mickelson.
Never heard of
him. Out of the PGA Championship.
What?
So he's withdrawn from that, too. This is a bad hiatus. This is a bad look for golf right now. I don't know what the future of golf looks like, but
Phil Mickelson's not the future of golf.
No. I know, but I'm just saying
he's kind of on the wayward end of things.
Yeah, he's a pot stirrer. You always love those pot stirrers in any of the sports you watch. I do. I want to see him play, though. I mean, that's the thing is, I watch those tournaments. I want to see Phil play. But again, he's kind of at the tail end of things. But there you go. Officially, he's not going to be playing in the PGA Championship.
When is the PGA? Is that like it's coming up soon? Right?
Yeah.
Is it Memorial Day weekend?
I think it's the week before. It is. It's the 19th.
So that'll be next weekend.
Next week, and Tiger's been kind of secretly prepping. Secretly, like every camera is like secretly recording him, so it's not a secret.
Oh.
So there you go, Scott. The Dow Jones today. I'll give you a little bit of a market update brought to you by the folks at TriDayTrading.com. In the green today, plus 466, up 466 today. That's a percent and a half. The NASDAQ up 3%, and then the S&P 500 was up another 2.5%. So good days on the market. And that update's brought to you by the folks at TriDayTrading.com.
Well, Elon Musk and his Twitter.
He says stuff, man.
He's like, that affects things.
He can move some stuff.
Apparently, there's some fake accounts in Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There are
a lot of fake accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a fake account?
No, I've got a real one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might as well be fake. I mean, I tweet, but
wouldn't
you know.
It be kind of fun to have a fake account, and then you could just really kind of just
hide behind it? Kevin Durant has multiple Twitter accounts.
Personalities.
Well, that too, but he has multiple. He's been caught not switching accounts and commenting on his own account with his other own account.
Yeah, that would get confusing.
Yeah, and so people are like, what are you doing? And he's like, huh?
You have a Twitter war between yourself.
With yourself?
Well, I think different personalities.
Or no, this is the best one. I think Kevin Durant is handsome and he makes a great point. This Scott Mitchell's such a great guy. Like, he's a lot better looking in person than people think. And you need to give that guy some slack, man.
Well, and he's funny, too.
Sings well. Starts giving himself
has
all
an
these,
amazing personality.
It's fun to be around. See, that's the kind of stuff you got to tweet out. So there you go. What are the odds? Goes like this, Scott.
Because if you do it as yourself, it doesn't come across as good, right?
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
You've tried it?
Tried it.
You've gotten the full, you know, I'm actually pretty good looking.
Well, I talk about me in the third person.
Yeah. You know, Scott Mitchell is one of those guys you want to get to know. I'd say so, Scott Mitchell.
I know him well.
Great point, Scott. Yeah, look, nobody knows you better than you, so give an honest assessment. Great hair. Great cook.
Yeah, keep going.
See? That's what I'm saying. All right. Do you snore at night? Are you using a CPAP machine to treat sleep apnea? Sound Sleep Medical can improve your life. Visit soundsleepmedical.com, who presents our What Are the Odds? A weekend What Are the Odds going into it. So I give you a scenario. Scott, you tell me a 0 to 100% chance I think will or will not happen. And then we assign a jersey number to it, too. I like when we get through a bunch. So let's just mow through these.
Yeah, ready with this? Let's mow.
Now,
Hey Mo.
I think one of the intriguing bits, of course, for us is, and certainly New York is very interested in it, but out of the AFC East, everybody watched that draft that the Jets had. And here locally, of course, we have Zach Wilson that we are pretty interested in, see how he does. And it's year two, which is what you told me. You told me to take the entire year off last year of criticizing Zach Wilson, or at least thinking about criticizing Zach Wilson. But now the gloves are off, and year two, we got to get critical, right?
So what's the question?
The question is, what are the odds that Zach Wilson gets the Jets to 6 wins or more this season? Their over-under, I think, is 5.5.
I think this is actually higher. I think there's a high probability of this, and I'll tell you why. How much have you heard from Zach Wilson this offseason?
Yeah, just the cussing session on the golf course. That's
a big zero, right?
Head down. Working it out.
He goes, boy, I'm with the big boys now, and I got to figure this out, or I'm out, right? And so the best news is that there is no news Zach Wilson.
That's a great point.
Or his mother.
I think that they had to have a couple of come-to-Jesus moments after last year.
Yeah.
And just some of the things, it's like, we do this with our moms, right? In our lives where you kind of go, Mom.
You're embarrassing the heck out of
Mom.
Me. Would you take your gloves off when you drive me to junior high?
Mom.
Please? It's so embarrassing.
Mom, my friends are right here. I didn't know that embarrassed you. Well, I'm sorry if I embarrassed you. I guess your mother is embarrassing. Is that right, Zach? Like, he turned into, Mom, like, what we're doing right here is a little bit bigger than just
Mom,
your social media account.
You don't tell Dan Marino he has a weak handshake. You don't do it.
Well, he did. Isn't that what your mom did?
He did. He had a weak handshake. He said,
Marino did? What the heck?
Well, he goes, I didn't want to hurt your mom's hand.
Oh, so he shook it softly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's a pioneer woman. Like, you don't need her to be like, don't go easy on.
I know. Pioneer women say, you got a weak handshake.
That's what I'm saying. Don't go easy on Sister Mitchell. Come on.
I didn't know I had to warn him beforehand to say,
listen,
give her a good stout handshake.
You've got a weak handshake, Dan Marino. I just love that idea of your mom telling him that. Thanks.
Anyways, back to the Jets.
What is it?
I'll say it's junior sale, 55%.
Oh, a little shout out.
Above 50%.
Okay, I'm going to go even higher. Vegas has it at 5.5, but I think the money line is moving that direction. And I'm going to say I'm going to go there too. I'm going to give it a poof. Let's go with a Jared Allen 69%.
Okay.
There you go. Scott, real quickly, what are the odds that James Harden stays with the 76ers? Now, you saw Joel Embiid actually goes, it's not the same guy he used to be in Houston. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I think it's I'll go Danny Ainge 44% when he was with the
Ainge
Celtics.
Ainge was 44, that's right. 22 at BYU, 44 at the Celtics?
Yeah.
Hey, would you take James Harden here in Salt Lake?
I probably
at
would.
At the Jazz? At this point, you're desperate?
Anything.
Whatever, man. I'm going to say I'm going to say he's going to stay with the Sixers because I still think he's the best option they probably have right there. I'm going to go with a 76ers 76% chance.
Okay.
There you go.
It's not a number, but yeah.
It is a number.
No, they don't have a jersey for that.
It's on their jerseys.
It's on everyone's jersey.
Yes, the entire team, 76ers.
Yeah.
Oh, you think that's a cop-out?
I think it's unoriginal. Who's 76 that's not a 76er?
You know what? I can't think of a 76, can you? I didn't want to go 75, and I wasn't feeling 77. So I gave it a 76ers, 76% chance.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.